We've got J.C. Holloway, the head coach here of the Garden City men's basketball team, 10-5 on the season. Real quick, like, maybe takes a little bit out of you don't have Emilio Parr. You know what Emilio Parr is able to give you in this ball game. Just wasn't able to play here tonight, unfortunately. And does that affect the team at all or not? Because you know that he's a starter. He's a good defensive player.
I mean, obviously, you know, you lose a starter that plays in the post. And, you know, I think we had us for 5 rebounds in the first half. And that's usually what he does. He doesn't necessarily get all those rebounds, but he does a good job of boxing his guy out and keeping balls alive. Anytime you lose a starter that plays the minutes that he's played, it definitely hurts. But it also causes some adversity. And no excuses. I mean, they're a very solid team. And I said it before we played that they do a lot of really good things. I don't know if I want to play at home anymore, to be honest with you. We don't shoot it well here, and maybe need to go back to the old Garden.
You know, we also talked about one of the keys was to me guard play. We got Naniga that got in trouble with a couple fouls early, had to put him out for most of the first half. And then you got to rely on Riggs and also Keller. But thing is, really kind of threw us off just a little bit on our guard play. And then you've got Tyler LaSalle out there, who's a very good guard in his own right, able to handle the ball, pass it off. And I thought they did a very good job with their basketball.
Well, you're missing one because Denton got in foul trouble too.
Yeah,
so both my the point guards were in foul trouble, and he's a handful with both Tristan and Denton trying to play him. So we got to put somebody else in there on him, just a lot of things. A lot of things went wrong, and a lot of that had to do with Holcomb. But we had some adversity, and that's what we talked about today, and we talked about tonight after the game. It doesn't really matter. Nobody really cares how much adversity we've had in the last 2 weeks, and you just got to go out and play.
Talk about the inside game. You got Caleb tramped into this ball game earlier than I've ever seen him come into a ball game this year for Garden City. Came down there and played well. I thought that, you know, he might have forced, maybe rushed a couple shots, had a couple good looks, just couldn't get anything to fall for him right off the bat. But he brings in that athletic ability too, because you needed something like that going up against the big guys of Ramsey and Bennett. You knew how good those guys were going to play underneath.
Well, yeah. I mean, I wasn't joking when I told you on the radio show and said it before about him. He said they got a really good point guard in LaSalle. I believe he's really solid. And then the post players, you know, they don't even play both of them at the same time. And I think they could and really make some mismatches. But I think Caleb did a good job, and he got a lot more minutes because he's been doing a good job.
Mitch Hernandez, I thought, came in and did a great job also, a young man that it just seems like it really has no effect whatsoever. Get into a varsity game. You got him down there at Ulysses. Came in there, called a play for him, bang, he hits the two-pointer right there, then get him into this ball game too. I thought he did a very good job. And watching him, where Jerry's got to call it play-by-play, I get to watch him away from the basketball. I thought he did a great job on defensive-wise too.
And he is, and that's why. That's why he's getting a shot. You know, I really feel comfortable putting him in there. Now he's always been really good offensively, and he can really catch fire. Probably one of our better shooters in the program, and he's just got to figure it out defensively, and he's starting to. He's had some really good practices. He's really competed, and he's earned that spot to at least get a shot.
Let's talk about two more real quick. Like, maybe wasn't their night at all. You could see Hunter, when Hunter would take the shot, I don't think he forced too many of them, but when he takes the shot, you know when it's going in. But also you could see that he just a little bit shorted it tonight. Everything seemed like right off the front of the rim. It was dead center, but like I said, just hits the front rim.
Well, for me, it felt really identical to the Dodge City game. I know they were in man, but Hunter didn't do a good job of preparing for the shot, you know. We've had to talk about that, and it was always an afterthought, and it shouldn't be. It should be his first thought is to catch it and shoot it, and then if he can't get the shot, then he does something. But tonight it was he caught it and thought, well, am I open or am I not? And by then, you know, it's off rhythm and off balance, and it's not a good shot.
Bo Banner again comes in and leads his team, gets a start, and really, you know, just showed what he's able to bring to this too, Coach. I'm really impressed with what Bo's able to do. I understand, like I said, you can't do it every single night. That's something that you want out of this young man. But when you got to spread it out a little bit, it's just really tough. He plays a very physical game and on the floor sometimes.
Yeah, he did a great job. We found ways to get him the ball, and we really felt like he was a mismatch for them, and he took advantage of it. He probably could have taken advantage a little more. We missed some free throws. I mean, you want to talk about some other things. They're 60% 60-some percent like us from the free throw line for the season, and tonight I bet they're in the 90s, and we're in the 50s. You know, it's something that we, like I said, maybe we need to practice more in here, or practice with the bleachers down. I don't know what it is, but we definitely don't shoot it real well in this gym.